And we're back with Beach and Company. I mean, I just can't believe this. This is on Fox. It's a banner across the bottom there. Republican Rick Scott wins Florida Senate race following 12-day recount. What the hell takes 12 days to recount it? Now, one of the national guys, I'm not sure if it was Rush or Hannity, might have been Mark Stein, brought up a very good point. Look, when we have these major lottery, prizes like $300 million, an hour after the last number is drawn, they can tell you if there are any winning tickets. They can tell you where it was sold. It was sold at Elmo's gas station in Batavia. How can they do that when there are many more people that play the lottery than vote? Many more. And so I'm thinking that, how can they come up with all of the information they need within like an hour? And this is a 12-day recount. I mean, it's just ridiculous. What takes so long? I heard this morning on NY27 that, okay, first they were about to open up the ballots that they haven't counted yet. First, they need to observe them.
Yep, those are ballots.
Yep, that's what they are. They're ballots. Here, let's take a lunch break. All right. Then they count them, and they start counting them today. Why don't they count them right away? I guess they only count them if they have to. So the ballots were still there, ready to be counted, and it took all this time to even start counting them. But Florida, which is a train wreck when it comes
Broward
to
County.
Yeah, Broward especially.
I guess
and
that
Palm
Beach.
Supervisor
resigned today.
Did she finally get out? Did she? I did not
know
that.
Well, if it's true, what I'm reading.
Yeah. But what the hell takes so long about counting these things? In our electronic age, as I said, where the lottery winner can be discovered among God knows how many lottery tickets are sold and the numbers, I assume most people will take the lottery numbers. And so the machines generate the numbers, and you can get it done like nothing. But voting, and I think it was, it might have been Mark Stein, might have been Rush.
I think Mark was on Friday.
Was he?
Yeah.
So that makes a legitimate point. It could have been Hannity, too. They got a big following.
Well, we can't fix anything, Sandy, because then it would make it more difficult for
patronage
to rig
things.
The elections.
Yeah, not only rigging them, get people involved with their little fiefdoms, and like that woman in Florida.
I read that 67% of Democrats believe that Russians messed with the vote tallies to get Donald Trump elected.
There has been not, how many times have we heard it? Not one, the government claims there was not one vote that the Russians managed to get involved with.
Well, the Dems don't understand.
They don't care. They don't want to know it. They just assume, they pick the biggest boogeyman we would have would be the Russians. So, if you said another country, it wouldn't have that impact. The Russians tampering with the greatest thing we have in America, the right to vote. So they know the buttons to push. Those are the buttons.
And the Russians would have benefited with Hillary, not Trump.
Yeah, exactly. So you see that that's the way things go. But it took 12 days in Florida. They were probably out on bringing all the ballots out to the lanai and having some lemonade and playing some shuffleboard. All right, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236 and *930. I can neither admit this is a text nor accept that he is failing us. I'm not saying he's failing us. You're not hearing that he's failing. You're just hearing about his style points. Maybe they should think about that. And there's a whole bunch of things that say, I don't care what he does as long as he, I'm paraphrasing, obviously. I don't care what he does as long as he's successful. And I'm basically the same thing. I just get tired of the daily drumbeat of something you have to defend. It shouldn't be that difficult. Here, if you're wondering what we're talking about now, it's as simple as a tweet, and I think it went out yesterday. A real Donald Trump, here it is. So funny to see little Adam, S-C-H-I, F's replaced with T's, Democrat of CA, California, talking about the fact that Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker was not approved for the Senate, but not mentioning the fact that Bob Mueller, who's highly conflicted, was not approved by the Senate. The thing about Mueller now, we don't know where this thing is going, where it's going to end. All I can say is it's been going on for a long, long time. And see if you agree with this, Tony. If they had anything, part of it would have leaked out now. It would have been impossible. If suddenly, voila, we found this tremendous thing against the president, they would not be able to keep it from leaking out. I think something would have leaked out.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
And at this period of time, this long, with the resources they have and the authority they have, the ability they have to dig up whatever they wanted to try and find.
Yeah.
Can't believe it would be this long, and they found something, and they haven't announced it yet. Well, we'll find out. This could be the biggest boondoggle that we've seen in our lifetime. Let's take a break, and then we'll take your calls. We'll also take your texts. Text at 30930. You can go to the Facebook page. And if you want to get information on the next Beach and Company trip with Mr. Dan Nevereth, West Coast Dreamin' Tour, 844-688-7477. And now, the adventures of Sandy Beach and Dan Nevereth.
Hi, Dan. We got our next big trip coming up. I'm a little worried, though.
What are you worried about?
There's so much stuff in it, I don't think we can fit it in a 60-second commercial.
Come on, let's try it, Sandy.
Okay, Dan, here we go. Here's what's available on the West Coast Dreamin' Tour.
Save the date, May 2019.
7-night cruise aboard the Royal Princess.
Los Angeles, City of Angels, and the Beverly Hills Marriott.
The Reagan Presidential Library and an L.A. City Tour.
Sunny San Diego.
San Francisco, cable cars, Alcatraz, and the bridge.
Seattle, coffee, and the Space Needle.
Isn't that Vancouver?
The Canadian Rockies aboard Super Train, the Rocky Mountaineer.
5 nights at luxury hotels.
Jasper National Park.
Moose.
Beautiful Banff.
Walk on a glacier at the Columbia Ice Field.
Calgary. Yee-hoo!
Call AAA at 844-688-7477.
Oh, yes. We'll be there, too.
What a trip.
What a trip after all. I mean, the Beverly Hills Marriott. We've come a long way, Tony, from the Sleepy Bear on Main Street, which isn't even there anymore. We can't do a tour there. To the Beverly Hills Marriott. This is going to be very nice. Very nice indeed. Okay, Adam Schiff. Yeah, you know, he has a big media presence. You see him all around. The president diminished him by referring to him as little, referring to his last name instead of Schiff. He made it Schitt. Not too good coming from the president. So funny to see little Adam bloop bloop talking about the fact that Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker was not approved by the Senate, but not mentioning the fact that Bob Mueller, who's highly conflicted, was not approved by the Senate either. Want to know, should the president get his ship together and save it for the important stuff and not have to do these brush fires every day? J.R. in Tonawanda. J.R., you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there.
I've been to the Reagan Presidential Library. It's a beautiful place.
Great. We're looking forward to it. I'm glad you visited it. What's on your mind today?
I think Trump is doing exactly what he wants to do. He's not going to be told what he should do. He hasn't followed direction in anything. He's been it's his own little personal video game. That's the way he's treating everything up there. And I love what he's doing. 2 years from now, if he gets reelected, it's another 4 years of it. I don't think he's going to get reelected. But if he is, you know what you got coming for the next four after that. So.
Wow, I hope he saves some in reserve because he's doing a lot. I don't know how much there is to do. Hey, thanks, and thanks for the tip on the Reagan Library. Appreciate it. I don't think he's remember in school, on the back of your report card, they had different things. Uses time wisely. Follows directions. I would doubt on little Donald Trump's report card in, say, the fifth grade or sixth grade, takes directions. I bet he didn't get great grades on that, Tony. I have a feeling he sets the direction, doesn't follow the directions. Would you think that's right?
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. And he started, his father was very successful, and he started with a gift from his father of $1 million. That's what he says. Some say it was more. He says it was $1 million. Certainly not chump change, but think of it, about it like this, and I'm not trying to be an idiot, but $1 million in New York City real estate is not an overwhelming cache of money. It isn't. That could be less than one bill. You probably couldn't even get a building for that. So he started with $1 million, and he's built it into billions of dollars, so can't be that dumb. And I think he's used to playing fast and loose in the New York City real estate market, and then with NBC, with his TV shows, and his he has beauty he owned beauty pageants, lots and lots of businesses in which it wasn't strict, formal, a stiff upper lip kind of businesses. You know, they're fun and out there and like making movies and stuff like that, that he's not used to the formalities of government and the intricacies of government. And he's learning, but he's accomplishing while he's learning, and that's the key. He's getting some things done.
One of the best quotes was, you know, the hatred for Trump began after he ran for president. Nobody had these kinds of feelings for him before.
Nobody hated him before. Nobody
hated The Apprentice as a dumb show.
Yeah. Nobody outed him before and saying this.
Nobody called him a racist.
Yeah, Stormy Daniels, she hadn't even wrapped herself around the first poll. When he ran, she was on the training pole, the one with little wheels on it.
Right.
And so it kind of came with the territory. And the key to me, and I keep repeating it, is the Democrats were calling for impeachment before he took office. That's like a cop giving you a ticket for speeding while your car's still in the driveway. How do you do that? I don't understand that.
I don't think most people realize what's at stake here right now, what's going on. The power and the money involved in politics is far greater than any of us can imagine. And that's why we are seeing such a force against Donald Trump, is because they don't want him upsetting their good times, their playground, so to speak.
You want something scary? Pardon me. Hold on just a second. If you want something scary, we knew that here in New York State, the Democrats now control all aspects of our statewide government. They have the Senate, and they have the Assembly, and they have the governor's office. In California, I just read an article today, the Republicans are right on the verge of being totally irrelevant. In the past election, they did not win one single race in the statewide ballot. Not one. It's all Democrats. The Republicans didn't gain any of them. Now, I call them out as we may, and we do. New York and California are two important states. So that means two states have no real Republican representatives that would control committee assignments and things like that.
Now, why do you think the left wants to eliminate the Electoral College?
Yeah, exactly. So the bottom line is, as you see this, it begins. You know, we could all look and point at California and say, "What a bunch of idiots." Until we get a mirror and look at ourselves, we're doing the same thing they're doing. And that's what we always do. We always emulate California. We don't have the beaches. We got a beautiful state, and luckily we have a lot of financial interests here and corporations here. But the bottom line is, when those two states both have practically no Republican representation, that is scary. I read that, who was it? They used the word scary. Going back to Albany, one of the politicians said that it's scary right now because they can do anything they want. And what do we have to fight it? Nothing. Here's what we have to fight it. We have to leave. That's all we can do. What else can you do? If you don't pay your taxes, believe me, somebody will come and put you in jail. That's the way it's going to work. You can have all the protests you want in the town square, it's not going to make any difference. They have control of all three. And I don't think anybody's going to show any, what's the word I'm looking for, a little kumbaya moment with our lesser office holders, the Republicans. Not going to happen. So they're going to kick us in the teeth for at least 2 years.
So New York City is going to drag down the rest of the state because they're so low.
That's exactly right. And they may take down the rest of the state. The thing that scared me about California is exactly that. We emulate California on a regular basis.
Look at the condition California's in right now.
They're in a disgusting condition. But they keep doing the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's what they're doing.
Keep listening to idiots like Alyssa Milano,
yeah,
who is an idiot.
Yeah. If you listen to her outside of her one movie, that Section 21, I think.
Oh, I've even forgotten about it. That's how disgusted I am with her.
Tony, you're losing your mind now.
No, she is disgusting.
Tony, come on. We can bring you back, Tony. I'll bring it in tomorrow. We can watch it during the commercials. Okay? On Newsrate, come on. Come on, Tony.
I can't stand
it. You'll be out there saying, you'll have a sweater with a D on it after
we
watch
that. I'm
sorry,
but if you get your political point of view from a celebrity, you're an idiot.
You're a moron, too. That's exactly right. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. Okay, we are back with Beach and Company. I'll say this. If you're interested in the West Coast Dreaming Tour, the number, I'll give you the number, but you have to have a little patience. I suggest maybe have a cup of coffee ready or just something to nibble on because there's a lot of people that want this information all at the same time. 844-688-7477. And the operators, and there's a lot of them, by the way, they learn from the last time. Last time we did a tour, Tony, that we announced it on the air, was the Mississippi River one. They had 30 operators that got overwhelmed. I mean, it's just amazing. Everything hits at once. So you just need a little patience, but it's worth it. If you're interested in a seven-night cruise aboard the Royal Princess, and we're covering the whole West Coast, starting with San Diego and Los Angeles and San Francisco and then Seattle, then Vancouver, then the Canadian Rockies, then the Rocky Mountaineer Super Train, then Jasper National Park, then Banff, then the Columbia Ice Fields where they have a glacier, then Calgary, then home. And we're leaving out of Buffalo to go to L.A. That's how it will start. And, of course, we're hitting the Beverly Hills Marriott. How about that? The Reagan Presidential Library, Los Angeles City Tour. So it's certainly worth waiting a couple of minutes online for your space in line and get that information. Because I'll tell you this, we do not have the ability on this trip to expand it, the train part especially. Is restricted to, we bought all the rest of the seats on the train, and so we have those, and that would be the max. So it will not be able to be expanded, so, have patience, it's worth it now. Mr. Joseph Beamer, by the way, who'll be hosting this show the day after Thanksgiving, which is Friday of this week. You will be hosting the show, and you're going to have different, it's an intercom explosion. You know how they have the fruit explosion medley? This is the intercom explosion. Who's going to be on your show?
It will be for the first hour or so, but we also want your calls. But calling in will be Rob Lucas. There's a question mark next to Rob Lucas, but he most likely...
There's always been a question mark next to Rob Lucas.
So. He'll most likely be calling in. Howard Simon
will
Howard's
be on. Oh, Howard's solid, absolutely.
Brian Mazurowski for my morning show.
The Maz!
And Mike Baggerman, all confirmed the with other man. People throughout the day. Where a few meteorologist friends from Channel 7 might also be calling in.
Beautiful.
To talk about their holiday, but obviously the most important callers will be you.
Very
on
nice.
Friday.
I mean, I like it when surprise guests stop in. Kevin O'Connell stopped in last week to visit us. We didn't even know he was coming in just there, and it's always good to talk to him. Susan Banks was in here cutting a commercial. We got a chance to talk to her. So I like it when people drop in. I love this building, but the one thing I do miss is when we were in with Channel 4 in the same building, they all stopped by, and we used to have fun with them. Maria Gennaro was doing the morning show there, and so she was there. Pam Oliver was there. Carol Jason used to stop in all the time. Love Carol. Carol's a doll.
You know who I miss from there?
Who?
The late Bob Koop.
Oh, Koop. Yeah, he passed while I was away. Too bad. Yeah, we had fun with him.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. So it was always fun dealing with the personalities, not necessarily the management of Channel 4. They were going to throw us out one night because of something I said.
Did I ever tell you what I used to do when I...
I don't want to know.
I was born up at the Gil Gross show back in the day. And I knew how long the breaks were and how much time I had. I would walk to the back of the building where Van Miller would often tape the various Buffalo Bills shows and just go in between breaks or whatnot, sit on the couch next to him and talk football.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, it was fun to intersperse with him because before that, we would still have access to them, but not up close and personal. And now, Thanksgiving Day, by the way, is supposed to be 24 degrees. And are you running? No, you're not running.
I am not, as of right now, running in the sold-out turkey. Like I said, I was supposed to be out of town for the big Virginia Tech UVA game. But plans changed. I will be here, and I will be going to two different Thanksgiving dinners. So I'll have to be outside in this weather. We'll see.
Now, when you run in cold weather, it's going to be 24 degrees. What's the deal? Do you sweat? Do you freeze? Does the sweat freeze on you?
Well,
do you wear more clothes? How does that work?
Now, Saturday morning before the Tech game, it was a little cold. It did get to 59 for kickoff, but I went for
59.
A run.
59. We're talking about 24 here.
Well, I went for a run when it was 30 early in the morning.
Okay, that's close.
Now, I still run in shorts, but I'll have an extra layer on top because you don't want to get too hot, right? Because once you're into the run, your body warms up. And then if you have too many layers on, it'll slow you down.
See, I know that. If I drive several miles, I get too hot, and I have to cool down.
Put the fan down to 2 soon.
I do have air conditioning. It's a lot easier. I'm saying, why run when you can ride? You know, it makes a lot more sense. But the turkey trot's always a highlight of Thanksgiving, and our own Tom Puckett will be freezing his giblets off. That's such a good line, I had to use it twice. Running toward the refreshment stand at the end after initial announcements are made.
It'll be interesting to see how many still go out for the traditional Thanksgiving, what people call their turkey bowls, where they pick up tackle football games in the various parks. I know at Crosby Field and Kenmore, there's usually a couple of games going on. You know, guys that they don't want to let go of their youth, they still got out in there and play. We used to do one with the staff here, but we all got old.
We used to play football with a turkey. Remember turkey bowling?
Yes.
Well, people got really angry with turkey bowling, but you would bowl with a frozen turkey. Turkey was already frozen, and you're going to eat the damn thing, so I don't think you're being mean.
Right.
But turkey bowling is not easy to do because they're not perfectly round.
No, they're not.
I think that would change sports. If all of a sudden the president decreed that all sports balls had to be square. Imagine trying to pitch a square baseball.
Nah, that wouldn't work too well.
Or dribble a square basketball. I think the thing that could get along the easiest would be hockey. I think that would be the easiest.
You could push it along.
Yeah, that's good.
And it'll slide.
Yeah, we'll take a break, and then we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Here is the deal of the day for you. Chill at Niagara Falls' trendiest new restaurant. Get $30 at Chill 443 for food, craft beer, or cocktails for just $15. That's a 50% savings only for My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. Tony, we were talking off the air. The people that listen to us. Some agree with us, some don't agree with us. But the default position, if you hate us, is that what do they say we do?
Because
we spew hate, and I was
hate
wondering
radio
because I was just thinking about that. Why? Because we're against something or for something, depending on what it is. It's hateful. For instance, if we are against illegal immigration, if we want the people who have done it the right way to be honored by saying this is the right way to do it. If we have laws that say this is the way to come into our country legally, and if you don't follow the laws and the rules, we don't want you to come in. Is that hate? Is that hate because we want you to follow the law? I don't get that. And that's basically the example they use all the time. I just don't get it.
I'm thinking more like, you know, when we call out the snowflakes out there, and they deserve to be
called
out.
Little wussies, yeah.
I think that's what, thinking that that's part of it.
You think that's
it? Just an opinion, just my thought.
Yeah, the ones that need a saucer of milk and need a timeout when, a cloud comes over the horizon.
Right.
Well, we're not like that. I think we're real people, and I don't think we're haters.
Why can't we tell it like it is or like how we see it?
Because that's all they got. That's all they got to throw back at us.
Names.
Because they have to stand up and have the balls to say, no, hey, we want illegals here. Absolutely. We want people who break the law to come in. We need more of them. I mean, what the hell do they
expect? We want voter fraud.
Exactly. We don't want
the will
of the people. We love voter fraud. We love voter intimidation, too. We like all that stuff. That's why they call us haters. Amazing.
And it comes out, too. I mean, like, you know, when they throw out racist, Trump is a racist, and I'm sick and
crap
of seeing this on social media. Where is he a racist? He wasn't a racist before he ran for president.
First of all,
because he wants to build a wall?
If they took an average intelligence test for all those who use social media like that, I don't think it would register, to be honest with you. It's just the way it is.
I think we have intelligent people that don't pay attention.
Don't want to bother.
They don't want to bother. They don't want to learn.
Well, here's an example. This is going to sound whacked out, okay? They now have a stove that goes in your kitchen to make food with, okay? They have a stove that you can turn on by saying, hello, Alexa, turn on the bake cycle at 360 degrees. You're telling me you are so damn busy, you don't have time to turn on your own stove?
That's just lazy.
Your hands are dirty.
Because you're holding the baby.
Yeah, or you just prepared the meal and you don't want to have to wash your hands, dry them out. Like, as someone who has really dry hands, you don't want to dry your hands out and then touch the stove.
So they have paper towels.
Yeah, well, you got a decent point there. But we're getting to the point where it's getting technology just for the sake of technology.
Yeah.
Seriously, we're going to ask Alexa to do rude things for us pretty soon. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Hey, wait a minute. Now you're onto something.
Now that could be something worth pursuing.
By the way, you just had someone's Alexa turn their stove on. I guarantee in our audience, someone's Alexa just turned
the stove on. Oh, my God.
Let's turn everything on.
Oh, my God.
Alexa, turn the lights on.
Alexa, shut the stove off if you just turned it on. But leave it on if it was on.
Alexa, set the thermostat to 61 degrees.
Alexa, get a whoopie pie and put it on the table.
All right.
Don't even have a whoopie pie anymore, but if we did, Alexa would be doing
it. Can Alexa cook Thanksgiving dinner for me?
my truck has an interesting thing that it seems like a small thing, and it's nothing anybody would get excited about, but it's really cool. You push a button, okay, and every time you come to a stop, you can take your foot off the brake because it will apply the brake for you. Then when you put your foot on the gas, it releases that. And it'll keep doing that until you shut the button off. That's pretty neat, especially on bumper-to-bumper traffic. If you're in a traffic jam, you don't even have to keep your foot on the brake. So you can just relax and it'll move along at its own speed. Now that seems like a... why would you get excited over that? Well, once you see and you use it, it's very nice.
It's neat.
All right, Mr. Beamer, do you have a couple of more of our hate requests?
Of course. And to start to understand this one, I have to read what it's a response to. Andrea says, he's an A in two dollar signs. To which Jim replies, you may be right when it comes to personality, to some extent, but his personality has zero to do with running a country. He is a great leader, bringing our country back from 8 years of Obama.
Well, yeah, I think he's accomplished. See, here's the thing. He's accomplished a lot more than most people know because of the haze that's around all this other crap. If that haze lifted and you saw the results of what he's done in 2 years, you'd be amazed. Go ahead.
David says, yes, he needs to tone it down, if only to increase his chances of re-election. He's going to alienate some of his own base if this crap continues.
Yeah, I think that for, you know, to make him the strongest candidate possible, eliminate the superfluous stuff, the stuff that doesn't mean anything, the stuff that just gets in the way, clogs up the pipes, and just stick with the pure stuff, and people will see, this guy's a good president. So far, so good. 2 years, we got another 2 years, and maybe 4 years after that. But clean up the act a little bit. Yeah.
Then you have Rich, who says, not at all. Let him be himself. That's the reason we elected him.
Well, yeah, but you can be yourself without that. In other words, you can't be yourself for every single thing that happens, okay? A lot of it, yeah, and in generalizations, yeah, but not for everything. Okay, wow, there's a phone. Get it, Tony.
It's somebody, the back phone.
Somebody is booking another trip with
Alfred. Yeah, so, I wouldn't be surprised if those phone lines are pretty busy today.
Yeah, it's going to be. We got another one before we say adios. Notice I'm using foreign language. Adios.
And
amigo. Adios, amigo.
Tom says, when I voted for him, I liked his tone. Unfortunately, now as president and not controlling both houses, it may be time to calm it down, even if it's just a bit.
Yeah, you know, it's adjustable. What do you think? I like the cut of his jib. I never knew what a jib was. I didn't know what a jib looked like when it was cut properly or when it shouldn't be cut. But yes, I think we all can say the president has accomplished a lot in 2 years. One can only imagine if he had assistance from his own party and the opposition. That about wraps it up for Beach and Company. We'll see you. I don't know if Tom is listening. Tom, it's going to be 24 degrees for your turkey trot. Wear something suitable, but hopefully that you can plug into the wall and keep heated. He's going to be cold, but it's going to be there. Big deal, the turkey trot on Thanksgiving Day. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9. Don't forget, 844-688-7477. If you want to go with us, Dan Neverth and I, on the West Coast Dreamin' Tour. See you tomorrow.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.